Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, 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 baby. You know what time it is. It is Sexy Saturday, my darlings, and we're going to get on down with it. Yes, indeed. Well, you know, it's cold. Yeah, it's cold. What can I say? It's cold in the winter city. Y'all know I don't like no cold weather. I really don't. So you know what I have to do? I have to walk around with my Eskimo suit on everywhere I go. I'm telling you what's the truth. So listen, when the band pulls up, I have to get out with my Eskimo suit on. Listen, I tell some people before they get here, make sure you got the temperature up at 70 degrees. I want everything warm on the inside. I don't like nothing cold. You hear what I'm saying? I don't like cold friends. I don't even like cold enemies. So listen, if I got any frenemies out there, listen, set the temperature up a little bit higher. Make sure. Make sure it don't have nothing cold around me. Listen. Oh, my God. Y'all know what time it is. Broadcast live from the Windy City. It's 43 degrees. It really is. It's 43 degrees. It's cloudy. It's cloudy outside. It's December the 2nd. Oh, Lord. Y'all know what the year done snuck up on me. We at the end of the year, Lord. Today. It's December the 2nd, 2023, 11 a.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone and 12 noon p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks for honey. You know, I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com, the smoothest rum in Boston. Listen, I got two flavors inside. I don't know what's the matter with Steve. He still ain't got but two flavors, vanilla, and coconut. I got natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve Gum, y'all. Listen, Steve Gum passed us out so much free rum. Yeah, I don't even think he can walk straight. He passed out so much free. I know he taking a sip before he passed out the free stuff. Steve, wake up, Steve. I got to talk to him today. Lord, today. Listen. It's a hot show on today. Whee! 73 records. Listen, let me tell y'all something. These guys are so fantastic. I got Frank Bellucci. Y'all know I love Frank Bellucci. Frank Bellucci is the man. He's the man. I got Will Sanders. Jim Mahoney. Oh, my God. Every time I say Jim Mahoney's name, a tingle zip go all up and down my back. Y'all know what? The man got a serious testimony. I'm telling you, I'm not playing with this right here. I'm telling y'all to Jim Mahoney. You know, I would think about him every day when he was going through it. He's going to tell you himself. When he was going through treatment, I was sitting at home, sitting here. I said, oh, wow, Lord, bless Jim. And I was just talking to the Lord. Every day, I said, I'd be looking at Facebook. I said, there's Jim. Thank God for him. Listen, y'all, I'm all excited. Listen, we're going to get on down to it. Got a whole lot of great music to play on today. Yes, I do. Listen, y'all on Facebook, y'all know you be scrolling on Facebook all day. Do me a favor. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen. I'm going to say hello to everybody. I love when people be on time, even though I be running and everything to get to the studio. Listen, my little pet fur babies, Milo and Gizmo be packing my bags and everything. They be carrying my luggage, trying to help me to get where I got to get on time. They really do. They do. They got their little back, their baggage on their back. See, they don't care what they pause. Y'all wake up. They had the backpacks on their back. See, I made a special thing, a harness. I put my luggage on their back, and they just walks and help me to carry my luggage and everything. Oh, my goodness. Well, good morning. Well, good afternoon to y'all. Area code 484. I got to find out who everybody is. Area code 484. Good morning. Well, good afternoon. How you doing?
Well, I'm good, Pastor. How are you doing? Sounds like you're doing great.
Well, thank you. You sound wonderful.
I have to tell you, I agree with you 100%. Cold weather sucks.
Yes,
what I'm doing in the Northeast is beyond me.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, you know, sometimes we got to do what we got to do and just keep it moving.
I know. Mm-hmm. Pastor, you're exactly right, Pastor.
I also see area code 908. How are you today?
That would be me, Jim Mahoney. Thank you. And let me just start off with saying congratulations. I've been watching, and I see you are right up in the top 5 podcasts across the country. And I listen every week, and I just want to say congratulations. And thank you for all the prayers. Currently, I am in remission. I am hoping to get back into the studio with Will and Frank anytime now.
Well, praise God. I am so glad to hear that. You sound strong and wonderful. I'm so glad that you're here on today. It is truly a blessing.
I take every day as a God's gift after, you know, what I've been through this past year. And I just can't thank everybody enough for all the loves and the prayers that they've sent my way. I truly believe they all helped. I was told I would not see Christmas this year, and because of God's grace and all the love and prayers, I will be here for at least this Christmas, if not the next one. So thank you to everyone.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you will. You'll be here for many, many more. We're going to keep on praying, Jim. We're not going to stop. We're going to pray every day. Yes, we are. I also see area code 210. 210.
Hey, Adrian. It's Frank. How you doing?
Is that Frank?
Hey, Adrian.
It is Frank. Can you hear me? Frank is here.
I am. How y'all doing?
I can hear you, Frank.
Okay,
oh,
good. I wasn't sure. I don't know how to work phones anymore. It seems like they're all magical.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad everyone is here. Now, listen, how do you guys want to kick this off? Who wants to go first?
Well, Will's the leader of the band, so I nominate him.
Is this how this works? Everybody just gangs up on me, and
thank you and a hello to Frank. He's recently joined us, and what an incredible addition it's been to work with Frank and Will. Frank just brings a whole new enthusiasm to the band. So, Frank, thank you very, very much.
Yes, he does.
Well, thank you guys, too.
I
was going to say I love working with you guys, too. I mean, Will's energy, your energy on just like, oh, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this. I mean, oh, my God, I'm in heaven. Thank you, guys.
Mm. You're welcome. I have to say this.
Oh, God, isn't that the truth? I have to tell you. My career's spanned since the early 70s. My career has spanned many different areas of the music industry. And at 65, I think I have finally found the mix of not. And when I say music, I mean the entire package. It's not just what we're writing, but it's how Frank is putting this together. Jim's right. Frank has brought us to an entirely new level. As you know, Pastor, most of our music, while Christian in nature, we have kind of held on to that 70s kind of scratchy record genre, if you will. They call it lo-fi today. Back in the day, we just called it as best as we could get. But having Frank as part of the last three songs that we've done, I have to tell you, I'm sitting back and I'm blown away. Not that we haven't done, you know, high quality music. As you know, with Maddie's music, she always got the best. Whatever we can, wherever we had to go, whatever we had to do, whether it was the videos, the productions, whatever it was, we always took Maddie's stuff to that next level. But Jim and I have kind of always held on to that. You know, let's make it sound like we're playing, you know, in the 70s in the garage. And so this is new for us. And I have to tell you that Frank is a godsend. He really is. And he really, I say this with all humility, but with all truth. I've worked with a lot of music production specialists throughout my career. And I have to say Frank probably ranks within the top two or three that I know. That's how good he is. He has just – he's learned this craft. Like I said, it's amazing. It's amazing. So I'm tickled pink.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here blushing, guys. You're way too kind. I heard your music so much. Go ahead, sorry.
I'm done.
I was just going to say, I heard so many of your songs, and I'm like, wow, what if we could take this and, you know, bring it, you know, to a high-fidelity music-level production, and it's really bearing fruit. I mean, the heart and the authenticity, we don't want to lose that at all, and coupling it with today's technology and production levels that we can get to, it's just going to, I think, bring that out even more. So I'm just tickled to see what's happened in just the last few songs. And the trajectory is awesome. I can't even imagine where we'll be 6 months or, you know, further out as we continue to pursue this, because the band is getting the vibe on.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no question about it. And you know, Frank was kind enough to let me do a cover on Quiet Desperation. It's a personal song to me in terms of the message. But when I heard where Frank, and I'm even comparing this to Frank's original piece, and I highly suggest everyone who listens to that song needs to listen to the original cut of that song, because Frank teases out a feeling and a understanding of the issue better than anyone I've ever heard who's dealt with a song dealing with homelessness. But then he took it and what he did with what, you know, I just literally did, you know, the old Will Sanders. I'm just I'm an old bluegrass picker. I like to do country. I like to do bluegrass. I like to do Christian and gospel. But what he did with that was I literally, when I heard the finished product, I was in tears. I was in tears when we started because it was such a hard song for me to sing. I was crying from the words, trying to get through the song. And then when Frank got done, now I'm bawling my eyes out all over again. That's how beautiful, that's the level that he brought this work to.
That's really touching. And, you know, when I was originally doing the first version of the song, I had the same problem. I couldn't get through it without, you know, getting all emotional. I'd walk the streets of Austin a lot. And, you know, it's 40 or 30 degrees or colder. I've got this big sweater on. I've got a jacket over it. And I'm walking around and I'm seeing all these folks. They're just lying in the street in a corner, brushed up against a wall. Everybody's trying to find a wall, you know, with a post where they can kind of cuddle up inside it because they're so cold. And, you know, I'm walking around. I've got a big jacket. I've got, you know, big sweater, and they have hardly anything. you know, maybe they have a cardboard, piece of cardboard over them, or, you know, something they found, a piece of clothing that they threw on themselves. And I just can't even imagine how they were surviving. And it was just, you'd see it over and over. And I think people, when they hear about it, that haven't experienced it up close and personal, you know, by seeing it, you know, as you're walking there, most people are going to work, they're driving by, don't see it. It just really wrenches your heart. And so that's where the song came from. And I'm so glad that Will was willing to do a cover on it, because he brought out a whole new dimension. His voice is extremely powerful, and he sang it with such intense emotion that it just brought the cut to another level, where it was really beautiful, really intense. And so I really appreciate being part of that and him letting me do a piece on the vocals with that as well.
Mm. And those vocals were, he did the Spanish verse, and he did the backup, and then he did a Spanish chorus. That's what it was, Spanish chorus, and then backups, and he did a verse. And the dimension between my vocals and Frank's, when you listen to it, I think it's because, and I know I'm outing myself here. Years ago, I got out of the Navy, and I was homeless for a good long time. And I know what I felt. I know what it was like. I mean, the title, Quiet Desperation, literally tells you the entire story. But then when you listen to the dimension between my vocals and then Frank's, with another human being who cared so much, who in his heart cared so much that he wanted to bring the attention of those who are in quiet desperation to the world, it's so powerful. And Frank's right. It's a hard song to get through without crying. It's a very hard song to get through. As an artist, and Frank, you can speak to this as well, I guess, but as an artist, you know, you want to put emotion into every song that you're doing. But when it tears the emotion out of you, when it just rips the tears out of you, you know you've got a special song.
That is such the case. So true.
I want to tell you, the first time when I heard the first original cut of that, because one thing about Frank and Will is they go back and fine-tune everything. But when I heard the original come out, I was really taken aback, because I'm pretty open about my recovery. And it was 36 years ago last month that I finally stopped being homeless. I've been homeless for quite a while, and to have somebody to put into words, into music, what I had actually been feeling at the end of being homeless, when it was getting cold, when I was living in a cardboard box out in the middle of the woods and having to pillage for food, it just took me right off my feet and brought tears to my eyes. And also, a thank you to God for inspiration and into the life that I have today.
Mm. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, wow.
This,
you know,
and when the pastor, when I tell you that this was an important song, when there are, I mean, this is why I do everything I can to help indie artists. You know me. I will go the extra mile to help an indie artist, whether they are a part of my record label or not. I will do what I can to help an indie artist. But this is why it's so important, because there is a lot of music that is being produced today that can't get the legs that it needs, that should. And the song Quiet Desperation is one of those songs. This is a story that had to be told. This is a story that, you know, when God says, take care of the least of us, when Jesus says, take care of the least of. Frank did that. Frank, in the way he was able to put this song together and bring the emotion out, he brought to the world a message that, hey, you know, just take a look around here. That line that he sings in the song, please don't look away because I don't want to disappear. I've heard this. Look, we worked on this song. I mean, the number of hours is unbelievable. I hear him sing that, and I still get tears in my eyes. That's how powerful this song is, how powerful the message is.
You know, I really, I'm hearing the stories, and I'm, you know, there we have a common thread. We really do. I'm seeing an early common thread here as we're talking about quiet desperation. Will, I heard your story, and Jim, you know, and I'm telling you, I got to say this. I've been in that place as well as far as being homeless twice. I've been homeless more than one time. And you guys know my story. I talk about it a lot. When I had my aneurysm, I had a massive brain aneurysm. And that's what my whole world just fell apart because I couldn't go back to my home and I had to go to rehab. But to make a long story short, I had never been more terrified in my life than when I became homeless. I was so terrified. I wasn't out on the street, but what happened, I had to find a shelter to go to. And so I was searching and looking for somewhere to go, and I found a shelter. And I'm telling you, Will, Jim, Frank, I was so terrified because I had never experienced that before. The only shelter that I found was one that it was for people, you know, that had been to rehab, was coming off of drugs and things like that. And it was men that was coming out of prison, you know. And I had never lived with someone that was hardened criminals. That's why I lived with people that were hardened criminals that had been to rehab. But you know what, guys? You know what ended up happening? I was the only lady in the shelter. But guess what? They took care of me. They took care of me. They made sure that nothing happened to me. They made sure that nobody came in my room. They took care of me. They were the sweetest people. When I sat down and started talking to each one by one, they, oh, my God, my heart, I don't want to get weepy here, but God knows where to put you and when to put you in a place. And, I mean, they looked over me. They looked out for me, and I can't tell you, you know. So I understand being homeless, and, you know, when I see individuals on the street, I see, that's why I talk to them, you know, you can't help but to have compassion, you know, especially when you've been there and you know and you understand what it's like. You have compassion for individuals. They're human beings. They're trying to survive. They need food. They need to be warm. And so, you know, listening to both of you talk about the song Quiet Desperation, when I played it, when I played Frank's song, I was like, oh, wow. You know, it just pulls at your heartstrings. You know, it's just something. And thank you guys for sharing your story. I really do appreciate it.
Pastor, there was an artist who wrote the line, and God send down some angels. Now, this is a piece of trivia. I'm hoping Frank remembers it.
Oh, from another song. Yes, definitely.
I sent that in an email to him once.
And I sat there for probably
You remember that line,
going,
don't you?
Where did that line come from? Must have been from some movie or something. And I'm just like going, but it sounds familiar. It's like, oh, yeah, that's from my song. One of my songs. We had a good laugh about that one.
we did, but that's the truth. That's what you're talking about, pastors. God sent angels to you. God sent angels to Jim. God sent angels to me. And the truth is, that's how we got through it. I mean, Jim and I were both in the Navy, and I could go. You know, I could tell you all the great survival skills that I learned. But you want to know something? I understand the terror that you felt, because I remember my first night of homelessness like it was yesterday. I couldn't believe it was the first day in my life I did not have a home to go home to. It was shocking to me. I was dumbfounded. You don't even know how to process it.
No, you don't.
We got through it. We all got through it. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I want to talk about this first song that I'm going to play, Oh Holy Night. I think this is the perfect time to play Oh Holy Night. Oh, man. You know, Frank makes me speechless with his singing and his music and the level and the quality and the perfection that he delivers. And Oh Holy Night, oh, my gosh, I can't even find the words. He does such an amazing job.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, guys.
He set a new standard for that song.
Yes, yes. Frank, go ahead and introduce the song, Oh Holy Night, why you selected to do this song, and then I'm going to go ahead and play Oh Holy Night.
Oh, I've always loved that song. I've heard a lot of great artists sing it, and there was the opportunity I had to get some what they call apps that you can put into your system where I could have the BBC Symphony Orchestra players. They actually recorded samples onto it, and so you could, you know, in the software you can tell it, I want that particular violin over there, that particular trombone or whatever over there. And it's actually recorded from real people playing it. You're just telling them what to play, so to speak, so kind of virtually in a way. And the ability to be able to sing that song on top of the BBC Symphony sound as an orchestra was like really an incredible. I'm so lucky that they have put that out there. And they put that out for free. Anybody can go get it and create symphonies. And I was really thrilled to be able to put together the backing track and be able to sing on it. And thankfully, We73 was able to release it, and I'm just so thrilled about that. So thank you guys for all that. And Adrian, I know you gave me good feedback on it too, and I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. Well, listen, everyone that's listening in right now, you know, I got to say this as well before I play Oh Holy Night. I do want to thank everybody for listening in to the Fierce Female Network. And I was so humbled. You know how Spotify gives you the numbers and everything for the show going global. They sent me a little clip. You know how they send a little clip. And they says, well, now you've went global. And I got to tell you, Germany, I'm really surprised to see that Germany, I have more listeners coming in from Germany. It's almost even with United States. So there's a lot of people that's listening in for Germany. I want to thank all of you guys for listening in. And Bangladesh is still holding strong, and India is holding strong, and Costa Rica is also holding strong with listeners that listen faithfully and loyal listeners. I really do appreciate everyone that listens. And I want you guys to take this treat right now for your listening pleasure. It's Frank Bellucci and Oh Holy Night.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin. Till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. Yonder breaks new and glorious morn. Bye. to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name, all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy, in brave old chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever.
And guess what, guys? I think this is the perfect time for Quiet Desperation. I know we've talked quite a bit about the song Quiet Desperation and it being a song about homelessness and Frank walking up and down the streets of Austin, Texas, and that song came to fruition. It is a beautiful song. It is an awesome song. And so I want Will and Frank to introduce Quiet Desperation. I know you guys talked about it quite a bit, but I'd like for you to introduce it. And then we're going to take a listen to Quiet Desperation by Frank DeLucci as well as Will Sanders.
You want to take that?
Hey, well, I want we all were saying the same thing to each other.
Well, I can tell you from my point of hearing the song, I was so deeply moved. I had to ask Frank if he'd allow me to do a cover on it. It went right to my soul, and it's just another level of feeling about an issue, a societal issue, that, to be honest, in today's day, it really needs to be addressed. But mm-hmm. the first thing you need to do is yep. bring attention to it, and God knows Frank was able to do that. His words just capture what it's like being on the street.
And Will, I loved what you did with the song. I mean, you added some to it as well, and on the new version, and you really brought it to life even more. So I'm really thankful to have been able to work with you on it, and thank you so much for putting the time into it. It really, really was special because of what you did.
Certainly is a special song, yes.
And this is Quiet Desperation. I want everyone to take a really close listen. Quiet Desperation.
You might know him as Joe, who lost his legs in the war. Or old man Jones with no money to pay his rent. A good old Jack with his sign that says, I'll work for two. You see, they're more familiar than you might know. Fred lost his job after 20 years at the factory. His health insurance took a walk right out the door. Lost his mind when his loving wife passed away. You
she couldn't afford to pay her pharmacy bill. So listen to the sound of emptiness, and you can hear the voice of the innocence living in terror every day, drowning in all of God's tears and the angels say. One candle for them today. Can you feel for them just a moment and pray? They're living on the streets of quiet desperation in this town. One step away from losing their God-given mind. Some say they make the city so unattractive. We turn our eyes and hope they'll all disappear. They say dedication frees you from desolation. We yell out our windows, get a job if you wanna get ahead. But folks, we simply don't understand them. It's just that we haven't really met them yet.
Ah, El Camino de los Instrumentos. Sin tirar de los de malones, creando con miedo todos los días, desesperados una nueva especial. Escucha con todo el corazón y va a sentir al llamado del amor. Puedes entender una vela para ellos. Puedes sentir por ellos un momento y orar. We're living on the streets of quiet desperation. One step away from losing our God-given minds. Some say we make the city so unattractive. But please don't turn your eyes, cause I don't want to disappear.
So lower the sound of the instruments, and you can hear our broken innocence living in terror every day, drowning in endless fears, and the angels say, listen with all your heart, and you'll hear it all, you'll hear God's call. You just light one candle for them today. You feel for them just a moment and pray.
Amen. You know, the name of that song, Quiet Desperation, that is the perfect title for that song because that's what it is. It's Quiet Desperation. That's exactly what that is.
You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right. Like I said, I mean, the first night that I was homeless, you didn't know where to, it was such a shock. You didn't know where to turn, you didn't know who to even speak with or talk to or, it's just this quiet inside desperation that you, it just overwhelms you inside, but there's no way to get it out.
Yep. That is so, oh God, that is so true.
And, you know, for me to hear the three of your stories about this, one of the things that I kept imagining, you know, as I was walking around is, you know, these people all have a story, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bad person here. There's no person that made a million bad decisions. Maybe people made some bad decisions. I understand that. But they got here somehow, and they're people. And they had, you know, Fred lost his job or, you know, whatever. I'm just imagining how they wound up in these predicaments. And, you know, to remember they're people. And they had a bad, they had, you know, the road went the wrong way for them. And it's just remembering that.
You know something, Frank, that's the interesting thing, Frank, about those lyrics and how you put them together. I knew a guy named Joe. I'm being facetious, but I knew a veteran who was legless, who had lost his legs and was on the streets. I knew a guy who couldn't pay his rent. They threw him out. I knew a guy who lost his job after 20 years, had no more health insurance, had nothing. It was all gone. You captured in very short order, just quick little lines, just quick little lyrics that pinpointed all the different stories that I heard while I was on the streets, looking for a place to go myself. But that's just the truth of it. And I think that's what makes the song so poignant, which makes it so, brings it to life, makes it so real that you know these people. These people are not unfamiliar. They are there. And just go talk to one of them. You'll find out. I probably had a job for a long time and company closed up. You know, this guy just didn't have enough money this month for his rent. They threw him out. That, I mean, I can't even, you know, as you know, I'm a veteran. And I can't even tell you the number of veterans that are on the street because they have nowhere to go.
That's really hard to hear.
You nailed every one of them. But it's true, Frank. And you brought that to life. You brought that to the world to see. Until it is put in front of someone's face, until the right words are used to express what's going on inside of these people, most people will just look away. They'll just look away and hope everything just disappears and goes away.
I think this is really good time. That is sad. You know, I was just about to say, what he just said is a great introduction to the next song, Not Knowing. Because sometimes we just don't know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I want to play that.
I wrote Not Knowing. Jim was the catalyst for this song and what he went through, him and his child, Neptune. But one of the things I noticed, my father passed away from cancer. I had a cousin who's like a sister to me, passed away from cancer. My sister is a breast cancer survivor. I could go on and on. The number of people that cancer has destroyed their lives. Jim was just one of a long list. But I'll be honest with you, this song, while Jim was the catalyst, there are so many other illnesses that you could just plug in there, because when you're told that you may not see the next Christmas, but that's the interesting thing, that no matter when, my father was told in April, he just wanted to make it to the next Christmas. My cousin She was diagnosed early in the year. She just wanted to make it to the next Christmas. And then Jim told that to me when he was diagnosed with cancer. And I was like, my God, they want to make it to Christmas to be with their children. That's why they want to be there. They want to be there for their children. They know they're going to die. Jim, you can speak to this better than me, but they know they're going to die. They know that there's a time limit. They're keenly aware of the end of their life. Yet, just give me one more chance to be with my child at Christmas time. Just one more time. Just one more time. And that's why I wrote the song. That's why I wrote it.
And
it really
hit home when I heard it, because there was many, many, many nights laying in bed and just asking God not to have my child have a lousy Christmas because I was going to pass before then, and bartering and dealing with God to get through one more, that she would have a happy memory of it. And the song just really nailed it. And, you know, by God's grace, things worked out, and here I am. And I can't thank Frank and Will enough for collaborating. And it made me cry because it's one of the best, besides God let me have this Christmas, that song acknowledging how I feel. It just overwhelmed me. Enough so that I'm getting choked up now trying to talk about it.
Yeah.
That song
yeah.
could not have happened without Frank. If we hadn't had Frank on the team, that song could not have happened. He made that song what it is. The art that Frank puts into this song is so immeasurably valuable to the way the song, to the feeling of the song. It just wouldn't have happened without him.
Oh gosh, I'm sitting here blushing again. And but you know, well, it was a fantastic song to begin with. I mean, I put a little music on it and, you know, mixed it and that kind of thing. But you know, you really brought out the story of what's happening to Jim. And Jim, I'm so glad that the story came out really good, and Christmas will be here this year. That's so fantastic.
Amen.
For you and Neptune.
Amen.
Amen.
Everyone that's listening in, this is Not Knowing. Take a listen.
Found myself on the edge of time with Christmas almost here. Not knowing if I'll see the day or ring in the new year. So please, for my child's sake and not for my own, another Christmas morn. I've seen so many a Christmas day, though never was I told. I'd only make it there this year if God's mercy's on my soul. Not for my own. Please let me awake on another Christmas morn. shall fight for my life with Christmas almost here.
On the 42 Jumbo, the Gibson 42 Jumbo, that was perfect. That we needed that guitar to do that lead. That was the perfect lead.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. It just came to me.
Let me just jump in and say to you guys, I'm sitting here crying, and Neptune, I had you guys on mute so you wouldn't hear us, but Neptune got to hear that, and we are both in tears and can't thank you enough. Absolutely beautiful and conveyed my nightly prayers for most of this year. So, gentlemen, God bless you both, and thank you from both myself and Neptune.
That's so great. So great.
You know, I think that Frank and I just wanted, I know that Frank had dedicated All Holy Night to both you and Maddie. And I wanted to leave, because that song, All Holy Night, is such a spiritual and good, wonderful, just a wonderful track. I wanted to contrast, because I think this is the only outlaw country Christmas song I've ever heard. I don't think I've ever heard another outlaw Christmas song, especially about a cancer patient, okay? I'll even go that far, especially about a cancer patient. But I know Jim loves that style of music and that genre. And, I mean, all you got to do is look at the covers of some of his songs, and you're like, this guy looks like an outlaw. So it was like I wanted to, and I have to tell you, I think, you know, I know for me, I don't want to speak for Frank, but I know for me, I wanted to leave something as a legacy for Neptune to know what her father, what was going through her father's mind as a approaching Christmas and getting to Christmas and being there for Neptune on Christmas. Frank and Jim and I mean, we've decided to call ourselves the Old Souls of the Cross, and that's what we're going to release
like
our music under, just old souls, old souls for short, but Old Souls of the Cross. I mean, we're up there in age. We're not going to be around forever, and this will be something that Neptune will be able to hold on to and take with her, through the rest of Neptune's life, and look back and remember this time.
Amen.
And Jim and Will, thank you so much for letting me be part of that song and that story. I really appreciate you letting me be part of it. Thank you so much.
Frank, without you, Frank, we couldn't have done that song. The backups were on mark. That lead, I mean, because I had done the original lead, and then Frank, and I was looking for an old guitar to do them on. I don't have a 1942 Gibson. So when Frank did them, I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect. So I'm so glad we were able to do it. I really am.
I do have enough time to get one more song, and we're running a little bit short on time, but I do have one more song that I do want to get in. It's In Esta Noche Santa by Maddie Rivera. So I want to get that song in. I know she couldn't join us today. Much love and prayers go out to Maddie. We love her so, so much, and we're just constantly praying
for
her.
All of us are.
Yes. Yes.
And the interesting thing about this song is.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he said the interesting thing about the song was.
Oh, the interesting thing about this song is that most all of our fans know she's been diagnosed with ALS, and she can't sing anymore. She can barely talk as it is. But we were able to have her voice patterned using AI. And this was because I had done the English version of this, and Maddie was going to do the Spanish version.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she was stricken with ALS, it just knocked her down so quickly. But we were able to take a lot of music, a lot of spoken word, and get this patterned after her voice to be able to do it.
Okay. I want you guys to take a listen. Once again, it's In Esta Noche Santa. Take a listen.
Al sexto mes, el ángel Gabriel fue enviado por Dios a una ciudad de Galilea llamada Nazaret, a una virgen desposada con un varón llamado José, de la casa de David, y el nombre de la virgen era María. Y acercándose a ella, le dijo, Ave, favorecida, el Señor está contigo. Pero ella se turbó mucho por lo que se decía y se preguntaba qué clase de saludo sería aquel. Entonces el ángel le dijo, No temas, María, porque has hallado favor delante de Dios. He aquí, concebirás en tu vientre y darás a luz un hijo, y le pondrás por nombre Jesús. Será grande y será llamado Hijo del Altísimo, y el Señor Dios le dará el trono de David su padre. Y él señoreará sobre la casa de Jacob para siempre, y su reino no tendrá fin. En aquellos días salió un decreto de César Augusto para que todo el mundo fuera empadronado. Esta fue la primera inscripción, cuando Cirenio era gobernador de Siria. Fueron, pues, todos a empadronarse, cada uno a su pueblo. Y también José subió de Galilea, de la ciudad de Nazaret, a Judea, a la ciudad de David que se llama Belén, por cuanto era de la casa y familia de David, para inscribirse con María, su prometida, que estaba encinta. Mientras estaban allí, le llegó el momento de tener su hijo, y dio a luz a su hijo primogénito. Ella lo envolvió en pañales y lo acostó en un pesebre, porque no había lugar para ellos en el mesón. En aquella región había pastores que vivían en el campo y vigilaban de noche su rebaño. El ángel del Señor se les apareció y la gloria del Señor los rodeó de resplandor, y sintieron gran temor. El ángel les dijo, «No temáis, porque aquí os anuncio una buena noticia de gran gozo que será para todo el pueblo. Porque hoy os ha nacido en la ciudad de David un Salvador que es el Mesías y Señor. Y esto os servirá de señal, encontraréis a un niño envuelto en pañales y acostado en un pesebre». Y de repente se presentó una multitud del ejército celestial con el ángel, alabando a Dios y diciendo, «Gloria a Dios en las alturas y en la tierra paz a aquellos en quienes descansa su favor». Cuando los ángeles se alejaron de ellos al cielo, los pastores se dijeron unos a otros, «Vayamos, pues, a Belén para ver esto que ha sucedido y que el Señor nos ha hecho saber». Fueron apresuradamente y encontraron a María, a José y al niño acostado en el pesebre. Cuando vieron esto, dieron a conocer el mensaje que les habían dicho acerca de este niño. Todos los que lo oyeron quedaron asombrados de lo que les habían dicho los pastores. Y María guardó todas estas cosas, reflexionándolas en su corazón. Entonces los pastores regresaron glorificando y alabando a Dios por todo lo que habían oído y visto, tal como les había sido dicho.
Wonderful. Well, Will, I'm going to ask you to wrap
Amen,
up. We are
pretty
much, you know, I've noticed that you called me pastor. I saw that in the email. I was like, wow. I was so humbled. I almost started to cry. Every time I hear you say that, I really, my heart just wells up every time I hear you say that. It's amazing.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
So am I. Every time I hear you call me pastor, I can't even find a word.
Many people don't know it, but you are an ordained minister. You are a pastor of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you have touched my soul.
Amen.
If I can't give you the respect of calling you my pastor, there's no other way to repay you. It's at least the smallest portion I could do to repay you.
Wow.
You're awesome, Adrian. You really are.
Oh, to God be
Absolutely.
The glory. To God be the glory.
There was once an artist. There was once an artist who wrote, "God send down some angels." And he did.
Adrian's one of them.
Well, thank you,
yes,
Frank.
Yes,
I really do appreciate that. I really appreciate it. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to have some more conversations after the show, and because I have some things I want to talk to Will about after the program later on today. And so, you guys, thank you so much for coming on. This has been a true experience.
Thank you. We are going to get busy. We are going to get busy finishing up our next song, My Painted Sky, and we'll get that to you soon.
Okay. I'll be looking forward to it. Well, guys, I want you to go ahead and listen to this episode. Everyone that's listening in, if you missed the beginning, I want you to go back and listen to the beginning of this particular episode. It will bless your heart over and over and over and over again. So listen, Guys, we are out of time. But guess what? It's been so superlicious. It's been superlicious. I know you never heard anybody say the word superlicious, except on here, but guess what? I get to do this all over again. And you know what, guys? When you got a call, it, oh, Lord, here comes a life lesson. I always got a life lesson that just comes from out of nowhere. Listen, when you've got a calling, Jesus Christ, I'm preaching to myself right now. When you've got a calling on your life, whatever God has put you on this planet to do, guess what? He's going to put those gifts on the inside of you to do what he's called you to do. Never, ever. I've never seen God give someone something to do and don't give them the gift to supply them to do the job. Isn't that right? When you've got a job to do and God has given you a calling, amen, he's going to put the gifts and the teachings inside of you because you've got work to do. Oh, my gosh, I've got to get busy. Now I've got to get busy. Well, look what your dad told me. I've got to get busy. Wow. So guess what, you guys? I'm pretty much out of time. Guess what? But I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.